We can remain seated. We will ask Brother Nathan Austin of Los Angeles to invoke the Lord's blessing upon this meeting.
Our dear Heavenly Father, as we come before Thee at this time, we ask for Your forgiveness, for we have fallen short in doing Thy will. And we thank You for this opportunity we've had to come together with those of like precious faith to study Thy Word and to learn more about Your will for us. We pray that we may have gained blessings from this convention. And we ask You to be with us in our meditations on the high points. We pray that You especially be with those who couldn't be here, those who are isolated and undergoing afflictions. And we pray that Thy kingdom might soon come. We ask for these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
We're down to the really dedicated ones. My computer records show that about 50 people will be staying here tonight. And I think they're looking at them. We thought, however, even though we knew that there was going to be only a small number that would be here, that it would be kind of nice to meet together in this very pleasant surroundings and sort of share with each other some of the thoughts that are in our mind from the discourses we heard, but not even necessarily the discourse or the study. It could be something special from the fellowship. And sometimes my highlight from a convention might be an experience in a Sunday school that I've had. And it's always kind of nice for our own being to remind ourselves of some of the lessons, and it's also nice to share them with others. And we have someone that is no stranger to any of you that will help lead and guide this meeting this evening, and that's our dear brother Walter from Detroit, and we turn this meeting over to him.
Thank you, Michael. I was looking at the program, and we had about 12 discourses and a few testimony meetings, and we had the two special studies, and then we had the evaluation of these studies following it. So I think that there's probably enough material that had been presented that we could consider, or as it was suggested, maybe there might have been something in the fellowship particularly that might have been a blessing. So whatever it is, we kind of will consider it as being a echo from this convention. So we'd like to have you stand if you'd like to, or else raise your hand so I could recognize you and tell us where you're from, and let us hear of your echoes. And I think that for those who have been taking notes, and for those who have been listening, as we hear the echo, it'll kind of rekindle in our minds the things that we have heard. So, Brother Homer.
Long Island, New York, and I found this to be an extraordinarily stimulating convention, and I know that the brethren in L.A. have labored to make it so. And I suppose if I were to think about the highlights, I'm not going to single out any one discourse or any one feature, but I would say that the interaction that I have had with some of the brethren about some of the things that were said either in discourse or on the panel or wherever, I found most stimulating. And I think that because this represents a wide geographic group of brethren, it's a little different from your own class. Probably in your own class, although there are certainly differences, probably in every class, you are exposed to a wider set of viewpoints. And one of the things that I am taking away with me is that where certain things, either in a one-to-one conversation, have been raised, I want to go home and find the scriptural verification for my position or for somebody else's position. I think that all of us probably have positions on every subject. And I think that the benefit to me of the convention is where someone said something that I had not considered or perhaps think is wrong, I want to be of the attitude that I can go home and say, let me check it out for myself. Let me come to the same conclusion that I previously had, or let me change it if I have now found something that is better, that supplants it. So I just want to let the brethren of L.A. know that, as far as I'm concerned, this is an outstanding convention. You planned it well, and I hope that, God willing, that we'll be able to come here again. And if you have any feedback, I certainly want to echo that this was superb. The accommodations, and I must say the food, was outstanding, temporally as well as spiritually. Lord bless you.
Well, thank you, Herman, for that echo. And we've heard about the Bereans of old, so Homer wants to be a Berean of 1995. Who'd like to be next? Margie?
I found this convention an outstandingly beautiful one. I very much enjoyed the fellowship and meetings. Particularly, I think the thing that changed it from a very good convention into a really great convention were the studies, and also I liked the conclusions of them afterward that were presented by the leaders. I thought that that was very stimulating, and from some of the talks, and that I'm going home with more of a determination to make time for study. I'm rather bad about doing that, not because I don't enjoy studying. I enjoy it very much, but I have too many other things that I let interfere time-wise, and I think I'm going to try harder now to make more time for study. And I really enjoyed it. It's all things that were on the positive side, except that I found myself not always having as much to offer as I would like to have had to offer. And that's because I haven't studied enough. And that's where I must reform and do better. And I'm going with a determination, which I hope I carry out, to do better. And it's really been a very blessed convention for me. And I thank you all for all the effort that went into it, including other ones that just attended, because each one put forth some effort to brighten it for each other.
Well, thank you, Marge, and may the Lord bless you. Certainly it's been nice to have both you and Carl here with us at the convention. Sister Jenny?
Hi, I'm Sister Jenny Wilson from Fresno, and I just can't believe what a wonderful time this has been, from the beautiful vistas. Bob is into walking, so every morning at 6:30 we're up and we're out for an hour and walking around. This morning we went to the Pomona campus, and we've been to each of the four, and it's just like you're out of the rat race. You're just here in this wonderful area where the flowers are so beautiful. The trees, some of them must be 1,500 years old. I mean, they're so huge. I've never seen such large trees, eucalyptus trees, except in Australia. But aside from that, the talks have built one on another, from one thing to another. It was so harmonious. And from the beginning, when Wade said, "This has been transformed to a tabernacle," and then we heard this morning that talk about the tabernacle and under his wings. And the Vesper service, even though I was sadly part of it, it was so beautiful. And Jackie and Charlene, this morning, Charles Irvine came over and he said, "Listen to this." And he put the earphones on, and I heard these two beautiful voices singing. And last night, I had tears streaming down my face, and they said, "Time to sing now." And so we got up on the stage, and I could hardly see what I was singing. I was so overcome with the beauty of those two voices. And I just want to say that I'm so glad to be here. I can't remember a Los Angeles convention where I've had more blessings and such good fellowship, and there was nothing that I could see that was wrong, absolutely nothing. And so I ask an interest in your prayers. I love all of you, and I'm glad to be part of the 50.
Well, thank you very much for that echo. It really sounds like you really enjoyed yourself. Lord bless you. Betty.
Betty Young. Everybody knows me. And I've enjoyed the convention very much. The fellowship, it's been so nice, and meeting new ones. And I liked hearing about the difference between knowing God and to know God, how we have to really study to know God. And another talk, how we remember at night all the providences God has given us during the day. And how we gave our all to Him, so we have to. He gave it back, and so we have to give it back to Him. And I do love you all very much.
Thank you, Sister Betty. May the Lord bless you. So, when Mark, Brother Mark.
Well, I was going to say I didn't know Betty Young because I didn't know her first name was Margaret. And I found that out today, so I learned her real first name, so which is a beautiful name. So that was a surprise to me. But I wanted to say it's really been a pleasure to have all the friends from out of town come in for the convention here in Los Angeles. It's really been a blessing for the brethren here in Los Angeles to see the support coming from the brethren from different parts of the country, because without your fellowship and your support and the effort that you've made to come out here, that is truly is what has made the convention a success for all of us. Without you that have come so far from the four corners of this country and from Australia, we had the Ostapoviches here. It's really been a blessing for us. And I just wanted to comment about this campus a little bit. This is the first convention I've attended probably in my adult childhood from Los Angeles that I really felt like we really had the opportunity to set ourselves apart from the world. We've had the conventions a lot of years at Holiday Inns, and they're fine, but you know, when it gets to about 9 o'clock, they start the band playing in the bar. Mm-hmm. So you feel like you're in kind of somewhat of a sterilized environment, but yet there's things going around. And this campus really suits itself for us to set ourselves apart from the world and think upon spiritual things and to just shut out the world around us. And so I've really appreciated the effort of the brethren that have found this place for us and put a lot of legwork in to make it a success, in my estimation, because it really, I think it's been a blessing for all of us. And so I really appreciate all the friends coming. There were many highlights throughout the convention, unexpected friends, and the fellowship. Certainly the studies are been very good. And also, as Sister Marge pointed out, the stimulation of going back, and as Brother Homer mentioned, going back and following up on what we've heard, because there have been some differences of opinion, which I think is good for stimulation and for stimulating your own thought process and making you want to come make the truth stronger in your own mind. You have to make it sure to yourself, and you have to read the scriptures and diligently study to make sure you get an understanding. And so having the differences and bringing in different points of view, I think, have been very stimulating for all of us. So I just wanted to say appreciate the fellowship and the love of the brethren and hope we have a chance to come back in this kind of environment again in the near future. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Mark, and may the Lord bless you. Brother Wade?
Is that working now?
Okay. Yeah.
I was sitting here thinking about many things, and I think I'd like to phrase my thoughts, but the convention has been kind of on two levels for me. One was the obviously the lessons in here in this auditorium, and I'll address those in a moment. The other level was observing the convention itself, the site and the location, the everything about it, and trying to make some judgments and decisions about the future, because the LA class was, at least some of the elders have been talking, you know, about the future of the 4th of July convention. It's not, in some ways, we were deciding that, well, it's not the most practical of times. The reservations that came in were barely 100, if that, before the convention. We ended up, I know, with 150 total attendance. So we were questioning ourselves, you know, is it the right thing to do? There's a lot of conventions to go to these days. Maybe, the, you know, the brethren are getting older. There's a Portland convention that's the week before. It's not that far away from Asilomar. General convention's a few weeks later, you know. So we were asking ourselves all of these questions. And I think as we've observed the week, that we've seen that the Lord blessed this convention. I think everybody that's been here received some rich blessings in one way or another, or many ways in many cases. And so it's caused me to say, I was just thinking of the scripture where Paul said, you know, I planted, Apollos watered, but God giveth the increase. And so if whatever we do to the glory of God, he's going to bless it, and he'll bless the brethren in attendance. So that aspect of it has been a blessing to me. Since the very beginning, the first talk was just outstanding. I will be what you need me to be. It was a powerful lesson for me. And then I can think of many of the talks. Today certainly is freshest on my mind. The talk this morning about the tabernacle and the lessons that were brought to us, culminating again, once again, of being in the sanctuary and under God's wings, that thought. Brother Mike's lesson in the closing discourse was many messages in there for me, things that I needed to hear, and to be as zealous as the Apostle Paul was, and to set my mind and be as one-minded or single-minded as the Apostle Paul was in the things that Mike brought to our attention this afternoon. So again, many rich spiritual blessings from the platform. They were just powerful lessons for me. So I really appreciate the speakers and praise God for blessing this convention. And I would ask an interest in your prayers.
Thank you, Brother Waite, for those remarks. I'm sure that reflects many of our thoughts. And I think that's one thing that you heard so often about how the friends enjoyed being here. And it was a great appreciation for the privilege of being at the convention. Bye-bye.
Brother Walsh and dear brethren.
Brother Vincent.
Before we left home, my wife and I prayed to the Lord, please, Lord, give us a good trip. Let us be a blessing to the brethren, not only to take, to give to the brethren. That was our determination. And also could echo the sentiments of our dear brother, Wayne, the blessing. You presented here with a dish with a lot of goodies. You pick one, and then you pick another one. By the time you're through, you eat the whole thing, because you don't know which one to discard. The same thing with this convention. And then sometimes I get excited about the group studies, too. I was looking for the study on Israel today. I was very excited about that, too, because we see these things. Israel, for us, it's a telltale, but the kingdom, the only thing we have besides the Bible that tells us the times we're living. And even if we don't see eye to eye in everything, dear brethren, we can still walk hand in hand with our brethren. When we go on the other side, I think the Lord will say, well, you made it because your chronology was correct. You know, I don't think it'll be like that. But we're trying to help the brethren. That's why we're here. This place here is beautiful. It almost rivals the Asilomar. Mm-hmm. Nothing worldly, distractions, beauty, natural beauty, and everything has been said about the food and the courtesy of the people here. The kitchen's so nice. We speak even their languages. We speak Spanish. We almost speak Spanish. And we enjoy it immensely, and look forward to maybe the general convention. I don't know. And we enjoyed it, and the Lord bless you all. We love you all, and we enjoyed it with you.
Thank you, Vincent. May the Lord bless you, too. Brother Jim?
Yes. Jim Parkinson again, and I certainly also have appreciated it very much, and I think I could see from the brethren in the San Gabriel Valley class, they're very pleased with this location. They live even closer to this place than the L.A. brethren do. And I'll just mention one of my particular blessings, I think, was the talk on the spirit of a sound mind, because sometimes I don't think I've got the sound mind. The best I can do is have the spirit of it and try and exercise it, and it needs more exercise. But I appreciate very much the brethren coming here, and my warm love goes with each and every one of you as you go home.
Thank you, Brother Jim. May the Lord bless you.
There's one right up front here.
Okay, Sister Beverly Stone, San Luis Obispo, Ecclesia, and I just wanted to express my appreciation for the convention. Actually, I've had about 2 weeks of almost continuous fellowship with brethren and conventions because I was at Portland last weekend, and it was just such a nice surprise to see so many people here that were also at Portland last week. So anyway, we had a lovely convention up there at the Collins Retreat Center, and that was coupled with a short family visit in that area, and then I flew from Portland to San Francisco and went to my home, which is in Atascadero, the middle of California, and I had 2 days at home. So that was nice. I could wash my car and get my suitcase reorganized, and then I took off for Los Angeles. So anyway, it's been wonderful to be at this convention also. I've enjoyed the studies very much. I like the talk about the tabernacle also. And also, I thought it was very invigorating in a spiritual sense, the two studies that we had, the one on the kingdom and also the one that we had today. I thought that it was, I didn't make too many comments because I was so interested in what the other brethren were saying and the comments and the interesting ideas that were being expressed. And it certainly is enlightening and encouraging and gives us much to think about. And I think we want to keep growing in the faith, and it's just a joy to be with all of you. And when I hear the beautiful comments that are made and people expressing their ideas, even in the dining hall at mealtime, when we have our discussions about what our lessons here have been and we can enter into a conversation, it's just really a joy to be with brethren, to be with those who truly love the Word of God. And we have this very special privilege that we never want to let go of. So I want you to know that I love all of you, and I want to thank the Los Angeles brethren for all their efforts. And may the Lord bless all of you. Thank you.
Well, thank you, sister, and may the Lord bless you.
I guess I'm doing this right. I was lax in not bringing the love of the brethren from Nevada, and I would like to do that now, and to say that I'm really feel humbled to be in the house of the Lord with all of you, and I want to tell you also that Brother Emmett Clark, who is 90, just celebrated his birthday. He was 90 years old, and he goes to our class in Las Vegas. And another thing I want to say, I really appreciate the L.A. class that comes every 6 months to visit us and to have fellowship with them. and it's a blessing to us. And I know that several of you knew that our son, Ken, who goes to the class in Las Vegas, fell and smashed his arm. And he has now got all the iron out of it that they put in his arm to straighten it up. And he's been in therapy with his arm, and he did go back to work. He was supposed to have an easy job when he got back to work, and then they said, well, you can work 10 hours a day, 6 days a week. So he couldn't come to this convention, but he did get to go to the one at Fresno where before. And and there is a brother from Tucson that studies with Stella and Frank Kasmer, and he was newly consecrated about 2 years ago in San Diego, and he has a family of two children and a wife, and he is going to be going on maneuvers. He's in the Air Force. And he will be in Las Vegas to be able to attend our class from the 8th to the 22nd. And we do get people that come to conventions in Las Vegas that visit our class every once in a while, and we really appreciate them. So if you come to Las Vegas, why, be sure and look us up. And I want to give thanks to my Heavenly Father for allowing us, my husband and I, to attend this convention. And I pray that the kingdom will come quickly, because I have so many children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren that need it very badly. And I ask an interest in your prayers.
Thank you, sister, for your testimony. Appreciated your remarks, and I'm sure that we'd like to have the love and greetings taken from the convention here to your little group there. Thank you.
And Brother George again, Sister Ruth, we got on that airplane in Philadelphia, and we turned ourselves over to the Lord, and we asked for air safety out here. And it seemed like the devil said, well, we'll give him a few bumps and a few delays and see if we can discourage him. But he wasn't able to discourage us, and we finally arrived here at 1 o'clock in the morning. But the convention has been a very great blessing, and I think that the theme that they put on the program, seek those things which are above and set your affection on things above, I think that's exactly what we've been doing here all through the convention. I know I have. My thoughts have been constantly on these things and on this crown that we're seeking, this crown of immortality. And the fellowship has been very strengthening, and I think that the various thoughts that we've each had and we've been able to discuss together without the fire in the eye and not one to let up. It's been very nice that we've been able to talk to each other and learn the truth together, and it's just been a blessing. And the campus has been beautiful. But what I want to say, without mentioning any names, is how wonderful it is to come to a convention and have already had someone lay it all out for you. Now not to do anything, you know, pick up your key, go to your room. And I know who did it, and you all know who did it. And I think they deserve a great, you know, thanks from all of us.
Thank you, George. May the Lord bless you. Edith? No.
I'm Sister Edith Hart from Cincinnati, Ohio. This was our third LA convention, and it was a beautiful convention. I had to keep reminding myself that it wasn't at General Convention. Every day I seemed to feel like I was at General. And I would look at Bill and say, this isn't General, is it? That's still to come. And I have enjoyed thoroughly all of the talks and the fellowship and the music. I'm always impressed at how, as was mentioned before, the talks build on each other. From the very first mention that we wanted the world to see Jesus in us, and to the last talk on self-improvement, it was just beautiful how we are given so many admonitions in how to make our calling and election sure, how to develop character, and so on. I enjoyed the fellowship very much, and as I learned more about the brethren's private lives, I realized I had a statement I found from Brother Russell's reprint several years ago that I quoted so often. What the Lord sees fit to permit, we can see fit to endure. And I've always felt that the word endure was very well chosen. And as I get more acquainted with the brethren and their private lives, I realize that many of the brethren are enduring many, many things. And I especially enjoyed something out of every talk. You don't like to single anyone out, but I felt that they were all excellent. And I especially appreciate being here with the brethren. And someone said he didn't have a fleshly family, but he sure had a spiritual family, and that's the way I feel. And I love all the brethren, and I appreciate all their love, and ask an interest in your prayers.
Thank you, Sister Edith. May the Lord bless you. And I think it's June Pearson.
I'm going to sit. I'm rather shy. I would like to express my thanks to our Heavenly Father for this wonderful convention. And I especially appreciated Michael's opening remarks concerning that we were here for an education, and what we have learned here that we should take forth into our daily lives. And that is what I pray for all the richness of the blessings that I have received at this convention. The talks were so excellent, and I certainly want to go forth in my daily life and to apply the lessons that I have learned here. And with being on this beautiful campus, how can we not say how great thou art? Because truly, all of this has come from the Lord. I appreciate all of those that came and made this convention such a blessing. I would like to tell you that a few hours before coming, I spoke with Sister Irene Chupa, who has had Detroit as her home for all these many years, and now has moved to a retirement home in Canton, Ohio. And she is close to her daughter and son-in-law and family, but she is isolated from the brethren, and she really needs our prayers. This is a very difficult trial for her, and she sent her love to all of you, and if you have received a card from her with her new address and phone number, this is a sister that would certainly appreciate hearing from you. And again, it's been so wonderful, and I certainly am grateful to my Heavenly Father for the blessings.
Well, thank you very much, June. May the Lord bless you. And we've been enjoying these flowers up front here, too, June. Who's next? Brother Carlton?
Brother Waller and friends, everyone has said how we enjoy being here. Sometimes I feel guilty in that the text in Hebrews 10:25 says not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, especially as we see the day approaching. And we've had so many blessings of being able to go to so many conventions. And we know that there are a lot of brethren that don't get these opportunities as we have them. And that's why I said sometimes I feel guilty. But if we can take something back with us to our home ecclesias and to the brethren who do not get an opportunity to come by, then perhaps it will be worthwhile. We've been blessed. We look forward to the Los Angeles Convention this year, and we wondered what it would be like to have a convention that wasn't a general convention, that was held on a campus. And it has been more than our expectations. I mean, it's this campus is so well laid out that you don't mind the walk. You look forward to it from your dorm to the eating and from there over to here, and it reminds you a lot, as the brethren have said, about the general convention. Some of the brethren have already stated, when we leave home, the first thing we do is Catherine and I sit down and we ask a prayer to the Lord that not only will He guide us to the convention, but that when we get there that we might be a blessing to the brethren, because we know that we will receive a blessing. And from every discourse that we have heard from this platform and the two studies that we've concluded now, we have taken something home with us. I'll just give you one thought rather than to go into all of them that I received. It was said by Brother John Freer that what we believe must fit with God's plan. And that's so true. When we think of our basic doctrines, and when we think of the plan as a whole, every piece has to fit into this puzzle, and it has a direct place in it, and we know it's from God. I don't know whether Brother Mike Balco knows this or not, but he hurt me when his discourse, because I realized my failings. And that's why we need these kind of discourses, to wake us up to some of our own individual failings and to look at ourselves in a different light and in a different manner, and perhaps we can be different. We can be better. This is what our Heavenly Father is striving to do. And I've appreciated the fellowship with the dear brethren here. I've appreciated all of the Los Angeles friends, their efforts to make us feel welcome and to just feel right at home among the brethren, as we always do. But it takes effort on any part of any group of Bible students to put on a convention, and we're glad that they made it possible for us to do this. We'll remember you in Portland and all your brethren down there. Do remember you here. And we were blessed last week in having a convention of our own there in Portland, and we were happy that we could come down here, though, and extend those blessings. So the Lord bless you, and we want to say thank you to each and every one of you for the blessings that we have received.
Thank you very much, Carlton, for those remarks, and may the Lord bless you. Brother, I think that Brother David Bruce.
David Bruce from Seattle. I'm about to commit what some would call the unpardonable sin. I'm going to go back 50 years and rather than echo something right now, but I'll get to an echo too. But 50 years ago, just about this time of year. Now, before that, this was before I had any interest in marrying a girl or anything like that. And but then all of a sudden, I got interested. And yet, after I met this girl, she left me to come to a Los Angeles convention. And we've been enjoying those conventions ever since. I've got another secret I have to tell you. This goes back even more than 50 years. I always wanted to have a college degree. Never got to college. I had a couple of years at Yale University, and then my uncle called me and wanted to send me to Australia and stuff like that. But I've been in, since that time, and since that time of 50 years ago, I've been to a lot of colleges, and I've gotten an education that's better than the one that I wanted to get. And I won't get a piece of paper maybe saying you've attended, you know, and reasonably been attentive in class, but it's a lot better reward than a piece of paper. And this one, this time spent here in this college environment has been wonderful. And the lessons have been great. And from the very beginning, when Carl told us that we should want to be what God wants us to be, I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot about justice and mercy. I've learned a lot about the tabernacle that I didn't know. I thought I knew the tabernacle pretty good. But I got a lot of things cleared up that I never appreciated fully before. And I know the spirit of a sound mind is something that we all want. And I got some lessons on that. And so I've learned a lot. And I want to thank the Los Angeles class for the convention and the effort that it took to put it together and get us here, and the encouragement that I received to come. Actually, I had some encouragement not to come, but we decided we were going to come anyway, and I'm glad we did. And once again, we thank you and wish each and every one of you the Lord's rich blessing, and I ask an interest in your prayers that we might be a blessing to all.
Thank you, David, for that testimony. May the Lord bless you. And Bob?
I'm Bob Wilson from Fresno. And after David's comment, I have to... He brought back the memory of... not quite 50 years ago, but when we were a young married couple with three children, Bert Brown and his dear wife Ruth invited us to come down and stay with them and come to this convention. And it was down, was it Hope Street, the church, the church that we used to be? And that was, I think, our first convention. And we've been here, I don't know how many times since, but we haven't missed many. And the thought that the elders are considering what to do about the 4th of July convention at Los Angeles shocked me. I don't know what we'd do if we didn't have a 4th of July convention in Los Angeles. And this has been such a marvelous experience here. We've just been rejoicing in it. The spiritual content of the whole program has just been wonderful. I was trying to make a couple of notes of things that I wanted to comment on, lessons that I saw. There's so many I can't cover them all, but let me just mention the thought about Moses, how he, when he smote the rock, how he allowed his ego to get in the way of his duty to God, and somehow, whether it was because he was irked with Israel, exasperated, frustrated, or what, he went beyond what his authorization was. And it was a small thing. In the sense that we look at it and say, well, what was so bad about that? But we see the exactness of God's requirements. And I thought that was a very powerful lesson. And the lights of perfection, I appreciated so much the Urim and the Thummim, and that definition of those two words, and that whole lesson about how Israel was led by that, because after the law was given and they had the Urim and the Thummim, then they had a relationship with God through that means, and it was remarkable. Another thought that I appreciated was the seven daily duties, the talk that dealt with the things we should be doing each day. And I think somebody already mentioned this thing about counting our providences each day, and no matter how we do it, we're not going to be able to count all of those providences that have come our way. But we should attempt to do that, and because the Heavenly Father appreciates our attentiveness to Him. And then another thought was about Manasseh and the subject of justice and mercy. I had just read in the one-year Bible a few days ago about Manasseh, and I had him down as a bad actor. I've read this many times, but it never registered on me. He was another one of those kings of Israel, and he with his own hands made an idol and put it in the temple of all things. And of course he put his own children to the fire, and all of these terrible things. And then it was brought out that in Chronicles it recounts all of this again, and then it says that he realizes there, got on his knees, humbled himself, and was forgiven. And the mercy of God it was like just a leap of faith to me to realize that final result on behalf of Manasseh. And when we think of the kingdom for the world of mankind, the God's mercy is just so incredible. And then there was a couple more. The thing about the picture within the veil of being in that most holy. I thought the visual picture that was painted of our approach to the Heavenly Father and being within that veil and being able to look at the interior of the most holy, that was a beautiful thought. And of course we enter that when we do enter the presence of the Heavenly Father. And I liked very much the beginning of our convention with the thought that this has now been turned into God's sanctuary, and we are here in the heavenlies with one another, feasting on the manna and so forth. And the studies, I just was very appreciative of both studies, and I think it's remarkable what we've seen at a number of conventions recently, that the studies now are bringing out subjects that used to be so upsetting to so many brethren that it made for divisions, classes divided over some of these subjects. Now we're able to come and sit down and look at them and talk about them and exchange ideas and realize that the scriptures do have a meaning to one person that isn't exactly the same to another. And we've become, I think, a little more broad in accepting the fact that our brethren have legitimate reasons for believing a scripture means one thing, where somebody else has a different thought on it. And I appreciate that very much, and I didn't enjoy much the input from the various studies. So we've been richly blessed, and we're just so grateful to the brethren in Los Angeles for having had this convention for us, and we're praising our Heavenly Father for all of His blessings, and we ask an interest in your prayers. We love all of you, and we will remember you.
Thank you, Bob, for your testimony. We could tell by that particular testimony and echo that there are a lot of highlights are being brought to our attention. Mr. Carm.
Brother Walter, Sister Carmelita Fernandez from Vernon, B.C., of course. I am very thankful to our Heavenly Father to be here and share these wonderful blessings of the whole convention, the site and everything. It's a blessing to me to observe how it all was handled by all you brethren, the contributions. And also, it could be for bigger and better things to praise our Heavenly Father with, if it's His will. I want to also say that we were here a few years ago. We aren't able to come every year because our convention follows sometimes. But when I was here the last time, and now that I'm here this time, the LA Bible students have grown much younger. And it seems that there's so many more younger ones, and your class isn't getting older, it's getting younger. So it's nice to see the younger brethren still going and the Lord calling, and it's not over yet. I appreciated the talks very much. So much was said about some of the things I wanted to say, but I enjoyed the phrase that there was an only building that was ever there was no That was the only building ever constructed that was minutely made in heaven, just like we are, being shaped to fit that little spot. And it's going to take a little chiseling to make sure that we all fit properly. There was so many more admonitive talks, and I loved each and every one of them. I can't say which one was more. My memory doesn't carry that far, but there was just so much that even though we can't relate them now, just like we can't relate what we ate, if we remember what Brother Fay used to say, but it sustains us for to pick up in strength and for energy for days to come. I will meet many of you at the General Convention. We'll remember you all in prayer. Remember us. We love you.
Thank you, Carm, for your testimony, and glad that you could be here with some members of your family. Lord bless you. Brother Carl?
Brother Carl Hagen, sick from the Chicago Ecclesia. And like the rest, it's a blessing, a great joy to be here. As we got the program first, I noticed one thing on the program and said that it'd be held on the beautiful flat campus of the university. And I found for a person in a wheelchair that that wasn't quite true. But then I found that they supplied, along with the flat campus, Brother Jack Pearson to get me around. And I very much appreciate that, plus all the other brethren who also assisted in wheeling me up and down the hills that are here. And the campus was beautiful, and it was great being around it, and I found it a very comfortable place to be as far as facilities. It is unusual for me to find that my personal highlight from the discourses is a talk I generally do not look forward to, and that's the address of welcome. I generally find it really repetitive, and I sure did not this time. That was probably my single highlight, both the opening thought that we are now in the sanctuary of God, and the fact that we're in a university, we're here to learn. This is a learning experience, and we should make it one. It has been so for me, not just from the standpoint of the spiritual lessons learned, but also lessons I learned about myself from interaction. If I've had any regrets about the convention, it's been that the auditorium has no foyer, and so therefore in a wheelchair my fellowship has to be for those who go outside. But I've made up for it. The lunch table has been beautiful, and I've enjoyed that aspect of it very much. And then as I was anticipating coming, I guess my reactions were a little bit like Bob Wilson expressed himself. I saw the subject of the two studies, and I thought, oh no, this is going to be quite a hassle. And I wasn't looking forward to it, and I was especially dismayed when I saw I had this responsibility of leading one of them. That I'm not looking forward to. But I did find the studies to be very helpful, especially from the standpoints that have been expressed, that they were both in topics which we have amongst ourselves, strong difference of opinion, have had it for years, have wrestled with for years, and were wrestling with, I thought, very peacefully this weekend, trying to not only comprehend one another's viewpoints, but trying to see, are the scriptures that I have not been understanding correctly, are the scriptures that I need to look at again, take a deeper look, and maybe I haven't been quite so correct in all things at all times. So that's been a blessing to me. But on the whole, the fellowship was great, and I'm very thankful to have been here, and I thank the Lord for the opportunity.
Thank you, Brother Carl, for those remarks, and may the Lord continue to bless you and give you a special blessing for your great determination.
I'm Sister Shirley Bruce from Seattle. The first L.A. convention I attended was in 1941. I think Burton and Larry are the only ones left that were at that convention. But we're happy for the others because many have gone on to be with the Lord. And I appreciated the convention very much, and I certainly hope, just because we can't come every year, that the elders will say no 4th of July convention, because those conventions have gone back many, many years. And at that convention, after the convention, was my first ECHO meeting. I'd never been to an ECHO meeting. It was at Brother and Sister Bob Nash's home. And after that, the ECHO meetings became quite popular. And we ourselves had ECHO meetings in our homes for many, many years. And I think it's a nice way to finish up the convention. I learned many things, but I learned two things that were completely new to me. One was from Brother Ray Luke's talk, and one was from Sister Kathy Montague. And that's exciting to think all these years and the truth, and there's something new that we haven't seen before. And we're just starting to study the tabernacle, and so many of the talks were based on the tabernacle, and I appreciate that very much. And so I'm very thankful to be here. I think it's a beautiful setting, and our accommodations were just right. Couldn't it be any better? And I'm very thankful to the class for all their work and their love and support for all of us. And I want to be loving and helpful and a support to others. May the Lord bless you.
Thank you, Sister Shirley, for that testimony. May the Lord bless you. Is it beer?
Shirley handed it to me. I'm Vera Bleachers in the Detroit class, and I, along with all of you, have to express how beautiful this convention has been. I seem to have the same feeling when you walk or drive into a campus. You right away focus on education, and it seems like it's higher learning, and we have had the highest of learning, and I've appreciated this a lot. And there was a statement that Carl made, and it's a simple statement, but it's a wealth of information. The secret of a happy Christian life is trusting. You know, that word trusting, it just unloads so much in your life, and yet sometimes we fail to do this. And if that's the secret, then I've got to learn that secret. I also enjoyed the talk on ransom, sin offering, and atonement that Ray Luke gave, and especially the thought about the goats that have to be presented. The key word there was presented, and I really got a lot out of that, because it shows us that there's a standing that we must have, and being offered as a sacrifice, that it must be there. And all in all, I've enjoyed these studies. I've enjoyed your fellowship. I've enjoyed the spirit of the convention, and I thank Los Angeles for this lovely privilege.
Thank you, Vera, and may the Lord continue to bless you. Time is going by.
I'll be brief. Name is George Salazar. And as you know, I haven't had a chance to meet a lot of the brethren. But I only want to say that it is with joy that we come to this convention. With joy because we can see the diversity of many of you in your views, in the way you are. And yet, we have something in common. It is wonderful to see that And I asked the Lord many times to bless us with a family. And that's exactly what I feel that, and Luisa too, that we have. We have been directed to a wonderful family of brethren. And it is wonderful to be able to sit around and know that each one of you has something to contribute to each one of us. Every time I meet somebody for the first time, there's something different. There's something unique about that brethren, and that helps you build yourself up and to continue the good fight. And I want to thank my LA class because they've been absolutely wonderful. Very patient, very loving, my elder, everybody in general. So all I can say is thanks to our Heavenly Father, and I pray that to keep you in safety so that you go home, continue to study, so that the next time you go to a convention, you maintain this energy to continue to fight for the truth. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, brother, for that testimony and also for your energy. Appreciate that.
I'm Kathy Montague, and last Wednesday, when I woke up in the morning, my alarm clock, well, my radio clock went off, and I heard over the news that there was supposed to be a Unabomber in Los Angeles. And I was supposed to be leaving Thursday, and I said to myself, why am I flying out to L.A.? But I said, it's the Lord's will, so I didn't really worry about it. And then they said that the Unabomber threat was for 6 days, so I was counting, and I said, oh, my goodness, from the 29th until the 4th, which is the time when I'm going to be traveling. But I'm really glad to be here, and there are four highlights that I appreciated at this convention. The first one was staying with the Nakoras and receiving the spiritual and temporal fellowship. And at this convention, the first highlight were the studies for me. I come from a background where we have no discourses. We have all studies. And so I really appreciate studies because they promote dialogue and they give freedom of expression, and I really appreciate the spirit and the love in which both studies, the brethren, conducted themselves. The next highlight that I appreciated was the Vespers service last night, and I particularly enjoyed the men's Vespers. I told Nathan Boone, and I also told Mark, that they did a lovely job, and I never got a chance to tell Wade, so I'm telling him now that the men's Vespers was very nice. And lastly, believe it or not, the thing that I liked was the songs in the night. As I mentioned, having the songs of the night in the evening, as I mentioned in my last testimony, I go to bed late because after work I have meetings. And by the time I get to bed, it's sometimes anywhere between 11 and 11:30. And so I don't read the songs of the night and the evening. What I have done is I adopted a habit which my brother suggested, and I read the songs of the night and the manna in the morning. I would take it in the morning, and I wouldn't be able, and that way, you know, I would have those thoughts in my mind all day, and I wouldn't go to bed reading the songs of the night. But I really am glad that I'm on vacation so that I can read the songs of the night in the evening, because I like to go to bed with spiritual thoughts, and I'm glad that we've been having them every night here. So I'm glad to be at this convention, because at first I wasn't going to come. It was a last minute trip that I took. I spoke to Brother Michael Nakora at Asilomar. Now, initially I was going to go to Jersey, the New Brunswick convention, but I'm glad I'm here. So I just wanted to say that.
Well, thank you very much, Kathy, for that testimony. May the Lord bless you. Brother Sam, and then Brother Ross.
Sometimes I find it difficult to express what's in my heart. But I am grateful to the Heavenly Father for the wonderful way He provides the blessings for us. He sent to us two dear ones Marge and Mike Balco to begin our joy and gladness in the convention which was ahead for us. And then on Wednesday night at the Nicoro home, we had Brother Homer Montague lead us in the study, which drew us closer. And as the days approached for the convention, Brother Michael told us that the invitations were slow in coming in. But as the convention came to its fulfillment and the surroundings that enhanced the convention reminds me of the word of the prophet Isaiah, how beautiful upon the mountaintop are the feet of those who publish joy and glad tidings. And each and every one of you have been here as the feet members of our loving Master to bring together this wonderful joy and gladness that has thrilled our hearts being at this convention. And as Brother Wade mentioned, there was kind of a little discouragement whether we would have a convention again. But I guess the Lord provided an answer for us. So keep us in prayer and help us to remember that the Heavenly Father leads and directs all things for our joy and our blessing. And so we ask an interest in your prayers. And I'm sure that Jean also shares with me the sentiments of my feeble ways of expressing my joy in my heart and my gladness of being part of the a class that the Lord had blessed in this convention. So pray for us.
Thank you, Brother Sam. May the Lord bless you. Would you hand it over to Brother Ross?
I'm very thankful to the Father in Heaven. It's my second time to the West Coast. I was reacquainted with some brethren I first met in Fresno. It was a very serious thing when I was stopping to think about it that the Father would open the way this many miles from home, and it was for fellowship, and it was for a lot of important lessons for character. I'm very thankful for brethren that you don't know that well and you come into the area and they made the transition very, very easy. And now the thing is I'll be going home tomorrow and the lessons, I'll be back in the lab to put it all back into practice. And I think most of you here have probably been doing it a lot longer than I have. And there's a lot of mistakes made. But that's the one great part of it is I'm very thankful for the robe of Christ's righteousness. And again, I thank the LA class for putting on a wonderful convention.
Thank you, Brother Ross. May the Lord bless you. Anyone else? Oh, there's Ruth.
Ruth Eldridge from Delaware Valley in Pennsylvania. And I too want to echo how beautiful this convention has been with the grounds and the facilities, and everything has been beautiful. And I couldn't possibly name one particular highlight or even several. They were all beautiful. But I just do want to mention the Vespers. I was thrilled with the Vespers last night. I wanted to say, too, that we were late getting in. We were supposed to arrive at 6:30, and we were supposed to be met at 6:30. And we were 2.5 hours late. I had tried to call unsuccessfully, but 2.5 hours late, there were four angels waiting to meet us. And I was so grateful to them. They've just taken wonderful care of us. Besides the convention and the love here and everything, and the beauty of it, I just want to tell you something that has been impressing me lately, and that is the network of brethren all over this country and all over the world, in fact, but for me, mostly the country. to think that I would never have known any of you. And I would never have known this love, and I would never have been able to love you, you would have never been able to love me. We wouldn't have known each other at all, except for this beautiful truth that we have as the one thing that binds us together. And when I think that I might never have known you, it's almost frightening, because what I would have missed. And I'm so grateful to my Heavenly Father for that privilege.
Thank you, Ruth. We appreciate those thoughts very much. May the Lord bless you. Anyone else? Oh, Burton Brown.
Hey, Walter, I don't think I need to introduce myself, since Shirley said it's been since 1947.
41.
First convention that we had here in Los Angeles, as I remember, was in about 1937. So it goes back a little way, and I think that most everybody knows me. And because we are one family, I think I know everybody here. Well, perhaps not always by their first name, but usually we are one big happy family. I like to think of the wonderful text in Psalms. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And certainly since we have been here these last few days, this is perhaps one of the most beautiful places that the Los Angeles Convention has ever been. I know we've been in town for the most part, but here in Claremont, it has really been a delightful place to be. And we certainly hope that you can all come back again. And Brother Bob says he was kind of shocked to think that we may not have another 4th of July convention, but I'm sure that we're going to want to plan on a convention that you can all come to. But we have certainly enjoyed having all of you here, and I can't think of too much more than what has been said about a lot of the discourses. I've enjoyed them all. One little thing that I enjoyed was about Brother George Patience's lesson on the tabernacle, that there were no seats in the holy. They had to continually work. They had to always stand up, doing with their might what their hands find to do. And certainly, I think that that's what each one of us want to do as we endeavor to walk up this narrow way that leads to life eternal, so that we may all receive that crown of life. And certainly this is our prayer for each one of you, that we may all be found faithful in carrying out our covenant of sacrifice to that end. So the Lord bless you all, and we hope to see you all again here in Los Angeles.
Thank you, Burton, for that highlight. May the Lord bless you. I thought you wanted to give an echo. Well, we'll turn it over to Brother Michael.
And if you believe that, of course, you will believe anything.
You know, even the echo meeting seems to be exceptional. In fact, sometimes conventions go that way. If things start to go wrong, it seems like everything goes wrong. And when things go right, everything goes right. A lot of blessings that I get that other people don't ever know about. I remember years ago that I always felt jealous of Carl and Jim Parkinson, because everybody that they met, they called by name. How could they do that? You know, it just seemed to me that I was never blessed with much of a memory. I mean, the face sort of looked familiar, but I couldn't put the name with it. But all of that's changed since I've been doing the registration, because I can call everybody at this convention by name. And I wouldn't have thought that I could have done that not very long ago. But I can't. I won't be able to pull that off at General Convention this year. We got 40 coming from Europe. Young people, they are having a youth seminar the week before. So I'm afraid, and I can't do it at General anyway. We always have some people that are new, and I try to focus on them. But I'm getting better. And it's really a wonderful feeling to be able to see somebody shake their hand and be able to call them by name without having to sneak the look at their badge. And so that's a sort of a blessing for me. I like to have everything go smoothly, and I like to have everything go perfectly, and they never do. And it's always an interesting trial for me to see how I can handle things that go wrong, and I don't handle them very well usually. But it's been kind of a resolution since the first of the year to try to do better, and I've had several opportunities to practice during this particular convention. I've also found that just because as I get older, I don't have the strength to do things like I used to. I used to sort of want to do everything myself, and I can't anymore. And so there's been whole areas of this convention that I just know nothing about. I mean, people would say, what's happening with the Sunday school? And the answer is, I don't know what's going on with the Sunday school. And one of the things that I really wanted to have, because I was touched by it, with the opening service, was that hymn. We have a story to tell. And so we have choir. We have people who like to sing, and I would ask them if they would prepare that. But they just went to other conventions and disappeared on me, and I thought, oh no, we are not going to have this hymn. And then I come to the convention a few minutes before, and they're pressing Venata to play the piano, who's never seen the hymn before, and Carmelita to sing with the group, who surely could not have had a chance to practice it. And I sat back, and I don't think I ever heard it more beautiful than the way I heard it then. And then to have Carl say immediately afterwards that it was one of his favorite hymns sort of made me feel good, because I think that sometimes we hear things in song that is even better than if we should just hear it in words. And that was sort of the way that I felt about that. I think I was also very, very pleased to see how mature the brethren were in the study that I attended on each of the days. It just seemed to me that, unlike not that many years ago, the brethren were able to express themselves without the feeling that someone was going to come down hard and say, you're not supposed to think that. They were able to express the way they felt, and they were able to respect the fact that others didn't necessarily agree with their point of view. And that to me, shows growth on the part of the body as a whole, and that was pleasing, because as you can see, the Los Angeles class did not pick the nice neutral topics that that everybody could sort of agree on. And we did that with eyes wide open. We thought that we had leaders that could handle it. Notice also that the Los Angeles class, in addition to having the experiment of even coming to a new facility like this, also decided that they weren't going to overly manage. So there are no questions printed on the program that says, not prepare for these questions. Because we knew our leaders had different styles, and we said to the leaders, you do whatever you want to do. And with the discussion that came afterwards, it was, again, a sort of a, you do what you think is edifying, and we'll build us up. Which is sort of different for us. And yet I think all of us would agree that the individual leaders following the style that was good for them and the outlines that were good for them made it a blessing for everybody that was there. So I don't want this to sound like it is the end of the convention, because it is not the end of the convention. This is simply the end of the third day. Because tomorrow you all, of course, have breakfast, starting from 7:30 to 8:30, and then we go out to the LaMail home, and Brother Carlton serves us out at the LaMail home, and we want you to all join us for picnic lunch after that. So this is only the end of the third day, and we hope that you will all be with us for the fourth day, which is tomorrow. We're going to read Songs in the Night for July the 3rd. The Lord shall judge his people. And the text is from Hebrews, the 10th chapter, and verse 30. If the Lord's people get into trouble because they are not sufficiently watchful, the Lord will give them some good experiences, which will be good for them, if rightly exercised and received. Let's remember the warning words that come from the Apostle Paul. If we would judge ourselves, then we would not be judged of the Lord. That's 1 Corinthians 11:31. This means that when we neglect to judge ourselves, he has to do it for us. Then we are being chastened with a view to our correction, that we might attain unto the heavenly reward and favor that is to be ours as new creatures in Christ, if we remain humble and faithful unto death. If we continue to be meek and filled with the spirit of humility, not craving the present honors and exaltation, but willing in perfect patience to await the Lord's own good time, our exaltation will come, and we shall share our Savior's throne and his glory forevermore. Let's stand, and we're going to have Brother Walter dismiss us with prayer.
Loving Father, with indeed grateful hearts, we desire to approach thy throne in the name of our dear Master to thank thee, Father, for this day and for the past 3 days that we've had, been able to share together, been able to fellowship together, been able to study together. And most importantly, Father, we are thankful and grateful that thou was here, that thy Spirit was here. And we thank thee, Father, for the opportunity and privilege that we have of indeed letting our light shine and let others know about this wonderful hope that we have for ourselves and for the world. So, Father, we do render to thee our heartfelt thanks. We would ask thy forgiveness where we have come short. We are mindful, Father, of our brethren the world over, and especially upon those who might be on their way home as they left the convention today. We are mindful, Father, of the service in the morning and tomorrow, and ask thy blessing to be with us as we assemble again. Give us a night of rest and strength for tomorrow, and we ask it in the Master's dear name. Amen.